Recycle Utah director Inza Riepen has managed the Water Festival for the last 15 years because she says everything that Recycle Utah does is about protecting our water.
Everything we do at Recycle Utah is about water. We're trying to teach children how to conserve it, what it means to dirty water. You know, you need to know about the lumpy water, that's the sewer. You need to know about surface water contamination. We throw in the owl, which also needs fresh water. We throw in the avalanche education and the dog. Calamity Jane is out there right now. We throw in certainly games. We have sorting games. We have games where the kids have to carry 8 gallons of water because that's one flush in their toilet.
All of the children who attended this year's event received tree seedlings. Some of those that were handed out 15 years ago, she says, are now more than 10 feet tall. She engages the assistance of state and local water agencies, including Park City Water and the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, as well as the Division of Natural Resources and the Department of Water Quality. The messages are geared toward the fourth grade curriculum.
Some of these schools, especially the public schools, do not have the time or the funding to have educational environmental education. This fills the teacher's need, and they can just go, check, I've done that.
McPolin Elementary teacher Craig Roberson has been attending the Water Festival since its inception and says the festival does a great job of reinforcing the class's curriculum.
It covers our science core quite well with water and recycling and reuse of water.
Because the lessons are off campus, he says it's different for students, which helps them retain knowledge.
They get to learn outside of the classroom. The centers that ENSA chooses are always fascinating to the kids, something that they don't normally see. Fly fishing, the models that some of the presenters set up, the fire engines, the sewer folks. Kids don't often get to talk about sewers and water use it that way. It's incredibly beneficial. It's great.
The kids seem to like it, too. Jack Richards had just learned about the importance of keeping our streams clean through a game of tag. Someone was the polluter and the rest of them were bugs, and he learned that pollution can hurt bugs.
Well, we played a game where you get to be one, and then there's one person that is the pollution, and they try to tag you. And usually the sensitive ones got tagged first, and then the ones that don't die easily got tagged last.
Beck Milner from McPolin says he learned why recycling is important.
I think it's really important that we conserve our garbage and recycle it so it doesn't go into the oceans where animals can get trapped. It can kill animals because they mistake it for food and they eat it and gets into their internal system and then they get sick.
Thaddeus Schultz, also from McPolin, offered ways we can prevent the problem of endangering animals.
Instead of using so much plastic like we do here, instead we can recycle, which is cheaper, and we can buy non-plastic bags and non-paper bags and get the $5 ones at the store, which are reusable. And that will help all the animals live and not swallow the plastic.
This year, Canyons, Parley's Park Parents, and Sunrise Rotary provided volunteers for the event, which involved some 504 students from 9 different schools. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.